Mike in Woodside. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I've been in and out this morning on the show. Has it been talked about enough, the ref show that was going on with like 7-8 minutes left in the fourth quarter when we were about to make a comeback? Those in 20 seconds, four calls in a row. OG Anunoby gets bashed over the head. Hart gets called for a random foul for no reason, but the over-the-back pushing a 6'8" guy when he's 6'4". We're about to go on a run after Anunoby hits that three, and I feel like we just got the wrong side of every call for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, I don't see. I'm not the guy to complain to about the officials. I did not think that they had a huge part in this game. Do I think that maybe slightly because from our standpoint, it felt like the Pacers were getting more calls than the Knicks? Fine, but that did not factor into the game to me to be the difference between winning and losing. The Pacers won that game fair and square.
But there are a couple fouls on Karl-Anthony Towns on offense.
Where he's
hooking Miles Turner's arm.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I guess you get away with that in the regular season, but you're not going to get away with it, especially, and you know for a fact that the Pacers are alerting the Knicks to what he does.
Yeah, now, however, if the NBA is smart, they start fixing these games now. Because they do not want OKC in Indiana in the final. So now, I mean, he gave the Knicks a chance to win it on their own. They're not able to do so. So let's fix some games. All right? It's fine with me. Fine with everybody here in New York. It's going to be good for your pockets.
Let's go to Miro and Wyckoff. What's happening, Miro?
What's going on, Boomer?
Yeah, what's happening?
I'm just upset. Like, I'm grossed out with the officiating last night. I mean, it was an embarrassment. I'm watching all these other series. I'm watching SJA out in OKC get all the calls, all these little ticky-tack fouls. He's getting bumped going to the rim. They're calling fouls, blowing the whistle every second, but Brunson's not getting anything. I know he went to the line a lot. I know the Knicks, got a lot of free throws last night, but I don't think Brunson's getting the star treatment he deserves. And quite frankly, he's gone all season. So it's been a really big
factor. The guy disappeared in the fourth quarter. All right, enough with the officials. The team, enough. Mikal Bridges couldn't hit a three. Jalen Brunson was terrible in the fourth quarter. Defensively, they played their worst game of the series. OG Anunoby stunk. Karl-Anthony Towns was up there flailing, getting fouls again. Josh Hart had 5 turnovers, and you're sitting here talking about the officials costing the game? Stop!
And there were 39 attempted free throws by the Knicks in this game. In the previous game, it was 40.
Tyrese Halliburton had an all-time statistical playoff game.
And by the way, if I know we're Knicks fans, so We get annoyed when we hear that one of the all-time floppers in the NBA is Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And, from the perspective of other fans around the league, Jalen Brunson, just like SGA, does get the calls.
Yeah, I mean, and they were chanting flopper last night when he got to the line a couple times when the Pacers were in the bonus early in the third quarter. So,
he's annoying to other teams' fans. I'm just telling you.
Of course, we
have our annoying players that we get annoyed by from other teams. He's that player to other fan bases.
Absolutely. And not because of his personality, just because of his game and how good he is. And then also the, drawing calls.
And then he does his little three-point thing when he hits a three. I mean, those are annoying to other fan bases, just like they would be to us if we were playing against him.
Mike's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Mike?
Morning, fellas. Love the show.
All right, Mike, what's happening, brother?
So before I just have to address something Boomer said real quick, if I can, before I get to my
show. Sure, go ahead.
You feel like this is them every year. You felt like 4 years ago when we were in Atlanta, this is how it ended up. Well, technically, that Atlanta series, even though we thought we were going to steamroll them, that was year one of the real true step in the process, because the first season we had nobody on this team. We were terrible under Tibbs. So that was Tibbs' second season. That was technically year one of this whole thing. And every year since then, we've gotten better and better in the process. If you look at last season, Indiana made it to the conference finals. Now they're back here again. They're kind of doing what they're supposed to do. Whereas now this is our first time in the conference finals. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying, if you look at the natural progression of things, we've gotten better every year since that series you mentioned, and we've gotten to a different spot every year. So just wanted to throw that out there. And then the point that I wanted to call up and make is, it's incredible to me, as much as I can't listen to Stan Van Gundy, he annoys the crap out of me. He made a great point on the broadcast. If you watch the way Naismith was guarding Brunson, he gave him no space. He was getting over every single screen. He made him uncomfortable in everything he did. And then you look at our guys guarding Halliburton. They're giving him 5 feet on every single shot. He's wide open at times. The guy's showing you his range, and we're still not defending. So,
yeah.
And as bad as the officiating at times may have been, I'm with you, Gio. It wasn't as bad as some of these people are calling and making it out to be. We were within striking distance throughout that entire game. So as good as they were shooting it, as bad as we were playing, as much as we were turning it over, there was multiple times in that game we cut it to 5-6 points, and we could have went on a run. But we kept shooting ourselves in the foot, turning the ball over, couldn't get stops. So last night's loss has nothing to do with anyone but us. That's it.
Yeah, Mike, good call. Very good call. And we did say earlier, we referenced the Van Gundy and Reggie Miller comments about Neesmith and how you should watch him and show him defending Brunson and getting through picks to every other player in the NBA because he's putting on a clinic. And it's right. I mean, and the Knicks don't. It looks completely different. And yeah, that's something you've been saying all series with guys being wide open. 100%.
They're not closing out, and they're taking the easy way around it. And the one thing about Neesmith is that he's not taking the easy way. He's going the hard way, and that's trying to get through two players. And, you know, Brunson's got to set him up, too. That there's that part of it as well. I mean, you know, it's we sit here like, it's a pick and roll. They've been doing this for 100 years. We all know that. The great ones truly know how to manipulate their bodies to get through that pick and roll, or the lazy ones want to go underneath the pick and roll, or they want to switch.
Let's go to Frank, who's in New Jersey. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Gio. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What do you got for us?
Boomer. I just don't agree with your call about the refs making they probably didn't affect the game, but they definitely made several bad calls that could have affected the game. So that should be pointed out that they did some. The officiating was definitely not on par last night.
Yeah, I mean, we could say this about every game, every sport. Umpires suck. NFL referees, it's enough already. I mean, this is so, like, it's never going to be perfect.
Guys, how many times were the Pacers wide open last night? How many times did they stand at the three-point line and
it's excuse-making.
And
what it is.
I mean, like, you either have your defensive chops going and they're working and you're in their face, or you're giving them way too much room because you're either tired, lazy, or they're just that much better than you.
Yeah. I mean, and that's it's just excuse making when you're talking about the officials. It's like any other thing. It's just, to me, that's the loser mentality. Now you're telling me there's one call that was so egregious that changed the outcome of the game, a la the Saints and Rams NFC Championship game. All right, we could talk about that. But over the course of this series, the Pacers have just been that much better. They're playing better basketball.
The Knicks have been to the line 79 times in the last two games.
I just hate that. Like, it's okay to, like, just like this caller said, it's okay to admit that the refs made bad calls. It's also okay to admit that the Pacers have been better than the Knicks in this series.
You know, in the previous game, we were talking about how Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson hit those key free throws late in the game. Josh Hart, OG Anunoby missed key free throws towards the end of this game. And Mikal Bridges missed three straight shots towards the end of this game.
Yeah.
And that had nothing to do with the officials.